WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is expected to call today for eliminating the sequester on defense spending and bolstering the U.S. defense by proposing a major investment in U.S. military spending. A campaign aide says Trump will call for repealing the Budget Sequestration Act. Hillary Clinton also supports ending the sequester on military spending. Trump is also sharpening his attack on Clinton's national security, calling attention in a speech in North Carolina last night to her handling of sensitive classified information while she was Secretary of State.
Who uses 13 different iPhones in 4 years? Who? The only people who use that many phones are usually involved in very, very, and I mean very, shady activity.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is making some changes as she campaigns, taking questions from reporters aboard her campaign plane yesterday for the second time in 2 days.
Using the opportunity to both defend herself and to launch some fresh attacks at Donald Trump, particularly on his business practices and his business relationships, trying to turn around the narrative on honesty and trustworthiness that has been dogging her throughout her run for president. She focused once again on the fact that Donald Trump has not released his income tax return.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A new report finds that Metro Rail's on-time performance has slipped badly in the last couple of years. In the first half of this year, the Metro staff report says trains arrived on time only 82% of the time. That's down from 87% last year and 91% of the time in 2014. Meanwhile, the Metro Board tomorrow also gets a look at proposed service cuts in the rail system, including one idea that would close the subway system as early as 11:30 on weeknights. A major announcement's coming this morning from CASA of Maryland, which has been assisting the victims of last month's explosion and fire at a Silver Spring apartment building. The nature of the announcement isn't clear yet, but CASA says dozens of victims now suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. When you text a photo to someone, do you really know who will have access to it? Well, some people are using those sexy pictures some people send to make a point.
They find you on dating sites and on Facebook. People you've never met who say they're very attracted to you.
They coax you into sending sexually explicit photos or video of yourself to them.
And that, according to Fairfax County Police Officer Tawny Wright, is where the sextortion starts.
The scammers come back and threaten that person, saying if they don't give them money, they're going to release those photos to friends and family, or they're going to post them publicly online.
More than a dozen people in the county have contacted police this year. The scammers, though, are usually outside the U.S., and she says they can't be charged. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The CEO of the Anne Arundel County Economic Development Corporation has been temporarily removed from that post after being arrested on charges of breaking into a neighbor's home and going through her lingerie. Police say 70-year-old Robert Hannon was caught on surveillance video. Hannon is now charged with several counts of burglary and illegal entry. And Apple's expected to show off new iPhones as well as an updated smartwatch during its annual fall product launch event in San Francisco today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,538, the NASDAQ at 52.76. Sports, the Nationals come up with 3 runs in the 8th to beat the Braves. The Orioles use the long ball to beat the Rays at Tropicana Field. WNBA, the Mystics take on the Chicago Sky tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04 up. Next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As summer gives way to fall, the weather becomes even less predictable. That's why you need us.
Catch your showers and thunderstorms this morning. Better chance this afternoon.
No matter the season, the DMV's most dependable forecast is right here on WMAL.
You love the beach so much, you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, the crash. Inner loop south of 50, the John Hanson Highway along the right side. And it's almost back to College Park with the delays again to get past 50. Outer loop rubbernecks at the scene of the crash. There's one on its side, so a lot to check out. And in on 50 after 3301. Watch for heavy delays just to merge on through to the Beltway. So big tie-ups there. Now, let's go Virginia. We have a lot on our hands here. Out of Sterling, 28 is still jammed. In fact, delays almost back to Route 7 this morning. Now that takes you down to the toll road. A little bit of relief up ahead. What caused these big delays? The crash south of Frying Pan Road. Still some activity. The Greenway's jammed because that was slow to join onto southbound 28. Toll road through Herndon and Reston heavy. 66 were bunched up. Manassas toward the Beltway. Interloop at the George Washington Parkway had the crash. That was on the shoulder. Second crash on 395 was in Shirlington. They were moving that to the shoulder. And from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze and high pressure to the west of us. Low pressure still off the east coast. And we'll continue to see the combination of those two. Squeeze out some showers, thunder showers. A little trough developing this afternoon. 93, I think that's the real story, the heat. Yeah, thunderstorms early tonight, 76. Sunshine tomorrow, still hot, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Chantilly, 66 in Beltsville, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Hadid Carpet Cleaning. UNICEF says nearly 50 million children worldwide are refugees or migrants. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is still off, taking a little time to be with some family. And we are pleased to be joined by Sherilyn Lebon, who worked over at the RNC, worked at the Senate Judiciary Committee, a commentator you see sometimes on TV. Sherilyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Joining us on the line is Tom Bevan, co-founder and publisher of Real Clear Politics. Must read if you follow politics in this country. Every day it's on my list of things to look at before I do the show. Good morning to you, Tom Bevan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. There was a CNN poll yesterday, and that shows that, if this poll is accurate, that Trump has closed an 11-point gap with Hillary Clinton, and when you consider all four of the candidates, now leads Clinton nationally by 2 points. That is impressive, but it's not the whole story. Tell us why it's both impressive and not yet the whole story.
Well, look, a lot of people have been making hay over the sample of that poll and mm-hmm. saying it's too Republican, it's too favorable to Donald Trump, and there's been some readjusting or unskewing, if you will. Look, this is where we get to the point where polling is an art mm-hmm. as much as a science in terms of how you model the electorate, who you think is going to turn out in November, and then the questions you ask, the order you ask them, all of that stuff. So I will sound like a broken record, but say, as I do every time I'm on this show and others, like, we do ourselves and I think our viewers and listeners a disservice when we make too much out of any one poll.
Right.
And so, we also had this NBC News SurveyMonkey poll come out showing that there was no movement. But we also have seen Fox News showed the race closing to 2 points. IBD had the race closing to tie. So if you look at all the data in the aggregate, to get a sense of where things stand, I think it's clear that this race has tightened and is close. I mean, it's close. I think at the national level, we have Clinton up 2.4% in our four-way average.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of these battleground states, Trump is trailing in most of them, all of them except Iowa, in our averages mm-hmm. right now. But he's within striking distance. And if we could start getting some of this battleground data that reflects the tightening that we've seen in the national numbers, those leads are going to shrink even more for Clinton. So I think we're... I think we've got ourselves a race here as we head into the final 2 months.
Well, and Ryan Priebus actually predicted that it would be almost even by Labor Day. He may be not far off. I agree with you. It's the trend you look at, and the trend looks like it's tightening. But the battlegrounds, really, when you run an election, it's not a national election. It's 50 state elections, and you got to get 270 electoral votes. And in the battleground states that Trump needs to win, he's got some heavy lifting to do.
Well, he's definitely behind. There's no question about it. And he's definitely, his path is narrow. I mean, Clinton can lose a variety of these states and still get to 270. Trump has to win most of them. But, I mean, again, you look at Florida, for example. We've got polls there, one poll showing Trump ahead by a couple, one poll showing the last two polls, one showing Trump up a couple, one showing Clinton up a couple. We just saw a poll come out in Wisconsin, the Marquette University poll, which is a pretty good, well-respected poll there, that showed that race at 3 points, which was a bit of a shocker. So there's evidence out there that Trump is not out of this thing. He is trailing in these key states, and he's got to win Florida. He's got to win Ohio. He's got to win North Carolina. I mean, those are must-haves if he's going to have any chance, and he's trailing in all of those. But again, I think the electorate is a little more volatile than people are giving credit. Everyone said, well, this is baked in, and you know, Clinton's lead is solid and substantial. I don't necessarily agree with that analysis. I think there's more swing out there than we're perhaps seeing or allowing for. And we'll see how that plays out.
So, Tom, any sense of how the ground game effort is impacting the polls at all? Because, of course, we know that there's the talk about Trump not having that great of a ground game in the, you know, the key battleground states. What's your sense of that?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, that depends on this. This goes back to, you know, the 2012 election, and we talked about the modeling the electorate. And Republicans were absolutely certain that, given the metrics that we saw, the unemployment rate, the presidential job approval, all those things, that there's no way that Obama could turn out his coalition at the same levels he did in 08. And in fact, he did, because he had a superior turnout operation. Clinton is definitely pouring money into these states. Mm-hmm. The RNC will tell you, however, that even though Trump has outsourced his ground game to them, they feel pretty good about where they are in some of these states. I just met with someone from the RNC last week to get a sense of what's going on, and they were making the argument to me that they're doing a lot better than people are giving them credit for in terms of ground game in some of these battleground states.
Got it.
So we will have to see, but it's going to come down to turnout, and you've got lack of enthusiasm on the Democratic side.
Absolutely.
Which I think is another thing that people are not really paying enough attention to. That CNN poll that Brian mentioned earlier, you go look at the numbers on whether you're more excited to vote in this election or less excited. Democrats are down like 20 points from this year versus 2012. Republicans are up 8 points. So
right.
That's something that could come into play as well.
And what do you think about the impact of the minority vote? Because obviously Obama running in 08 and 12, 08 obviously was historic. Do you think that's going to have any impact at all?
Sure. I mean, look, Hillary Clinton has done a pretty good job of taking over Obama's coalition, inheriting it, and getting the same numbers. She's winning about the same numbers, if not doing a little bit better among Hispanics than Obama did versus Romney. And she's doing pretty well with African-American voters. And she's getting 90%. Part of that has to do with Trump, his struggles with African-American voters. But the question is, right, are these folks going to turn out at the same level?
Exactly.
And we saw this big John Martin piece in the New York Times a couple of days ago saying that young African-Americans are much more skeptical about mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, not nearly as excited to turn out for her as they were for Barack Obama. Same thing with Hispanics. This is going to matter in some of these states. And we won't know that until Election Day. There's the idea that, you know, people may not be enthusiastic about the turnout anyway. Well, we'll have to see about that.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed in looking at the, and again, you're right to say that one poll does not make an election or does not give you a true accurate sense of it all. But I did notice an interesting statistic in that CNN poll about the number of Republicans who say they will support Trump. It was 92% Democrats said they would vote Hillary, and 90% of the Republicans. So if there's this big never Trump movement, it's not much of a movement.
I think that's right. I think the Never Trump folks, have been, they're small, but they're vocal because a lot of them exist within the elite pundit class.
Right.
And they have, you know, they write for magazines or they get on TV. I'm not sure. I've never been how sure. It's been impossible to quantify how big that movement is around the country. And so, you know, typically you will see voters in these parties. Partisanship really is one of the real driving forces in our elections mm-hmm. these days. And so typically you will see, you know, voters who declare themselves Republican will come home, as they say, in the end. And we've certainly started to see a little bit of that with Trump. And I think that's part of what's helped, you know, bolster his numbers here as we get down the stretch.
All right. And listen, Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics, it is always a pleasure to have you. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammie Whitten of the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, rush hour is a mess. I said it yesterday, and I've been saying it for years. I know they call it Terrible Traffic Tuesday, but everyone gets their kids ready for the first day of school. Virginia, now we're all back at the same time. The mess on 66 most of the way from Manassas up through to the Beltway. Crash in Centerville cleared. Jammed out of Newington on 95. Solid across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. I'm still looking at accident activity near Main Avenue. Looks like that right lane either crowded or still blocked with the last tow truck there. In the backups in Shirlington, we had one stop now over to the shoulder, but they had to stop all traffic there to move it. Southbound George Washington Parkway, solid lineup to the accident after Spout Run before you get to the Key Bridge. Out of Sterling, hang on, 28, you need to think about your timing and maybe an alternate. Delays just south of Route 7 to take you south of the toll road near Frying Pan Road, that crash to the shoulder. Maryland for 270, we've had a solid lineup most of the way out of Urbana to the Beltway. Now at Father Hurley Boulevard in the backups for the crash. And one more inner loop at south of 50 John Hanson Highway for the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be pretty much a sunny morning, but thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of around 93, a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, 76, a 60% chance of rain, but tomorrow looks like a really warmish day, mostly sunny skies and 96. Friday in the low 90s, Saturday in the upper 90s, Sunday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 76 degrees on WMAL.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield,
what does Captain America have to do with the hack of the computer systems at the Office of Personnel Management? There's a burning question for the ages, is it not? I mean, you hear the Captain American theme and you say he's going to talk about OPM? How can those two things possibly be connected? Well, bear with me, dear listener, and I will share with you the whole story. New congressional report has come out that provides previously undisclosed details about how this whole thing worked. And here's the thing. They apparently missed a lot of opportunities to stop it. They realized that there was a hack underway, and then they focused on the initial hack. But they missed the fact that there was another backdoor hack going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. That apparently, the way it appears to me, the people who hacked it initially then got some credentials and were able to come in through a backdoor and set up a fake account. Mm-hmm. And in that fake account, they got things like personnel files, fingerprint data, the background investigations on key people. Remember, we're talking about 21 million people had their information lost in this hack. It's probably one of the worst hacks of all time, because these were all government employees, people who have security clearances, people who are contractors with security clearances, who all work for the federal government. 21 million people, and they missed the opportunity to shut it down, and they missed the secondary backdoor attack. And how does this all relate to Captain America? The backdoor attack was made possible because a guy set up an account under the name of, I've got it right here. What is it? Rogers. Steve Rogers. Steve Rogers, which of course is the name of
when Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who chose to
took a long time to get there. Sorry. I mean, he was sort of poking fun at them, saying Captain America hacked you. I mean, that he used the fake name of Steve Rogers, also known as Captain America, to get this information.
And I think what people find most annoying about this is that it could have been prevented. So now, I mean, with some updating of tools, this could have been prevented.
According to the Associated Press, if the OPM had put in basic required security controls and had recognized from the earlier break-in that it was actually dealing with a very sophisticated and persistent enemy, this could have been avoided. According to Jason Chaffetz, who's at the Oversight Committee, we have literally tens of millions of America whose data was stolen by a nefarious overseas actor, and it was entirely preventable.
Right, and of course the acting OPM director doesn't, you know, she doesn't agree with the report, and again, pointing fingers, oh, blah, blah, but the bottom line here is 21 million people's information has been compromised, and that's current, former, and potential prospective federal employees. So, you know, this is the type of thing, again, you know, we're kind of staying back and we say, you know, why isn't the government functioning and as efficient as it could and should be?
And Sherilyn, let me tell you the thing that we should really be concerned about right now. Here we have an example of the government not doing the very basic things that it needs to protect the information of millions of people who work for the government, including those with national security clearances.
Exactly.
There's a real national security element to all of this. And yet now we hear that the Department of Homeland Security has a plan that they want to go out and help all of the states make their elections more secure.
Exactly. Now, that's a very big issue.
Given the fact that they couldn't do anything for OPM in real time,
why do we have any confidence that the federal government is going to maintain the integrity in elections?
I've increasingly come of the opinion that this is not about trying to secure the elections, because I don't know that it's possible to hack the elections. I could be wrong. Maybe you can get at some voter databases.
Right.
But there are some 9,000, I think, entities that carry out our nationwide elections. We have, you know, a bunch of different people, cities, counties.
State, local.
That's right. They're all running these elections.
Exactly.
Hard to hack that many organizations. But does the Homeland Security Department want to be actively involved in controlling how these elections are carried out?
They would like to be.
That's the burning issue of our day. 822.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
Been talking about my friend, Frank Prindle, and the Associates of RE/MAX Allegiance for years now. You know, I've mentioned Frank's military service, West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system, his ability to deliver results on time, and for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. You know, with over 25 years in the D.C. metro area real estate market, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his clients. That's why when Thomas received military orders to move out of state, he called Frank Prindle. Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home and wanted to recoup his money. Frank cranked up his marketing system and after one weekend sold Thomas's home for well over list price. One weekend. Pretty amazing. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Calling all men, get a special offer on Viagra and Cialis. 50 pills plus 10 free pills for just $99. Yeah, you heard it right. 50 pills plus 10 free pills for $99. Hurry up and call now. 1-800-781-1219. That's 1-800-781-1219. And have pleasure with your partner. So what are you waiting for? Operators are standing by. Call 1-800-781-1219 today. Be the man you were meant to be. HerbalStore247.com.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop.
Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. The Window Man can. See us for saving details.
It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy Georgia Avenue southbound just after the Beltway. Crews were dealing with the crash on the Beltway. Latest problem is going to be Silver Spring. Outer loop after you pass New Hampshire Avenue, right as you approach University Boulevard for the crash. That's the only stretch we're getting a little bit of a break. Continued slow over to Georgia Avenue. South on 95 jammed near 212, and that's to join each loop of the Beltway. That inner loop delay takes you to the crash with a car on its side. South of 50, the John Hanson Highway. 50, you get hit with those delays too as you come in from 3301, just a long haul to join onto those Beltway backups. And in the delays, we had a stall, so that didn't help matters. Now, let's go George Washington Parkway. Commuters, heads up, near 123, solid to the crash. Path Spout Run, looks like we have a second one in that same area. Heavy over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge for everyone. 395 jammed off of 95 across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash on the freeway. They're trying to clear that to the shoulder, but still some activity. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Now, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It is now 827. Well, we have a never-ending fascination here on Mornings on the Mall of Taylor Swift and all of her many loves. And if you've been following, you know, what's going on in Swift world, you know about Hiddle Swift. You know about Hiddle Swift?
Yeah,
are you aware of this thing called Hiddle Swift?
I am aware of it.
Well, there's this actor, Tom Hiddleston.
Thor.
And he's in the Thor movies, right. And Taylor Swift have apparently been a thing for all these last 3 months. And they have been seen everywhere. And they've been seen frolicking in the ocean. They've been seen, and it's been very PDA. A lot of public displays of affection. Yes. And it's been, they travel all over the world. And, you know, Tom Hiddleston was on record as saying that this was a real thing.
Right.
This was not, you know, just one of these brief flings, you know, that Taylor is known for. This was a real love affair and that he was crazy about her. But apparently, you know, they say the distance is the killer of a romance. And they were separated while he was working on a Thor movie
right.
overseas. The Pacific Ocean kept them apart. And we are sad to report today the end of Hiddle Swift.
Right. I think she's moved on.
She's moved on.
Yes.
Well, she has the attention span of a gnat. And, you know, it's either that or it's time for Taylor Swift to go back into the recording studio and she needs some new material for her next album.
Yeah, well, it's working for her, though. You have to admit.
Yeah.
I mean, every time she has a breakup, it's a great album.
Mm. We are never getting back together because there's a lot of bad blood. 828 WML.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova. Join the future of health.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3636. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3636.
Mark Levin, who you hear each night here on WMAL, has had a change of heart about how he's going to vote. There was a time when he said he could never vote for Donald Trump, but he's changed his mind, and we're going to hear what he said last night in just a moment. Time for the news, 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. National security is in the spotlight today in the presidential election campaign. Donald Trump is expected to call for increased military spending and an end to the Budget Sequestration Act. Last night, he was in North Carolina.
When Donald Trump was campaigning here last night, it was almost like he was laying out his first 100-day plan, talking about building a wall along the southern border, repealing Obamacare, but he was really hitting this national security theme hard yesterday, and part of that was saying that if he is president, he will convene his generals and he will call on them to spend just 30 days coming up with a plan for how he would defeat ISIS.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. President Obama, meanwhile, is said to be champing at the bit to get out and do some more campaigning on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
You really haven't seen much of him. He did that one event with Hillary Clinton in Charlotte. He had two other fundraisers. But a White House source tells us he wants to get back out on the trail. He sees the enormous stakes involved. He sees the poll numbers. He wants to get his point across again and again that he feels Hillary Clinton is the only one qualified to be president.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. Metro trains are not doing as good a job of showing up on time as they did last year or the year before. That according to a new report from Metro staff, which finds that on-time performance this year has slipped to just 82%, meaning nearly one out of five trains is late. The head of Maryland's Medical Marijuana Commission is vowing to work with the state's attorney general to address questions about diversity in applicants selected as finalists to grow and produce medical marijuana. Critics have noted a lack of such diversity. And traffic deaths in Virginia over the Labor Day weekend were way down from last year. Just 7 people were killed across the state over the 4-day weekend, less than half the number last year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,538, the NASDAQ at 5,276. Sports: Bryce Harper notches his first career 20-homer and 20-stolen base season as the Nats beat Atlanta. The Orioles beat Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continue. On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy 3 windows and get 1 free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy 3 windows, get 1 free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet. Sweet Thompson Creek.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch. the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound near Route 80 Urbana. Crash. Second crash will be south of that near 121 in Clarksburg. Beltway Outer Loop. Silver Spring. The accident between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. 95 is jammed south of the ICC to get onto each loop of the Beltway because of accidents. Inner Loop solid lineup to get past 50. The John Hanson Highway along the right side. That's where we had the vehicle on its side. So definitely a sight to see. Outer Loop is slow to Rubberneck as well. In on 50, big delays getting up to join onto the Beltway. Now, George Washington Parkway, we are still hung up. Caller saying about a 45-minute trip heading southbound inbound GW Parkway near 123 to the crash near Spout Run. That was along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather staying with us. The hot will get hotter as we go through the next couple of days. Cloud sunshine this morning, scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon, 93, and a northwest breeze. Overnight tonight, thunderstorms end early, 76. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday with a high of 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Leesburg, 68 in Kensington, 77 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson here today on Mornings on the Mall. Sharon Lynn LeBon is with us. She is an RNC official, used to work at the RNC. You worked up on Capitol Hill, a Republican pundit you see on TV from time to time. Sharon Lynn, good to have you on the show. You're filling in for Larry.
Thank you.
All right, so you know our good friend Mark Levin, who does the show here every evening on WMAL, the great one, we call him. And hey, by the way, he's a great guy, truly is a great guy. I've had the opportunity to hang with him, and he's just a lovely fellow. You wouldn't believe that by listening to him sometimes, but he's really a lovely guy. And by the way, Mark, I know you're out there. I know you're sitting there in the bunker right now, listening to the sound of my voice, that swinging single light above the concrete table. But why don't you call us and tell us a little more about what I'm going to talk about. You have decided. Could we call it a flip-flop? I think we could call this a flip-flop. And I say that in the nicest way. He's decided to change his opinion about Donald Trump. Last night on his show, he said that he's going to vote for Donald Trump. After 5 months ago saying, I will never vote for Donald Trump, period. Here's what he said last night.
I'm going to wind up voting for Donald Trump on Election Day. I take no responsibility for the dumb things he says or the dumb things his surrogates say. Just as I took no responsibility for the dumb things any candidate I vote for says.
That's sort of a backhanded compliment, but he's come to the conclusion, however difficult it was for him to get there, that he's indeed going to vote for Donald Trump in the November election. And I'm wondering, many of you out there have struggled with Donald Trump. I mean, he was not my first choice. I think you said earlier,
yes,
not your first choice.
Right.
But he got the nomination, and ultimately, you know, I had to sit down and have a conversation with myself. And I said to myself, Self, what are you going to do? Are you? There's no way you could vote for Hillary, right? No, there's just no way I could ever do that under any circumstance. Even if a gun was held to my head, I could not vote for Hillary Clinton. No way, not never. And I look at, well, you got your libertarians and you got your Green Party. No,
that's not going anywhere.
That's not an option. That's just throwing away your vote. Ultimately, I care about two things. I care about who's the vice president because I care. That's important because I think it's going to be a 50-50 Senate. Very good possibility of that. And the vice president would break the tie. And I care deeply about the Supreme Court. But have you found yourself struggling with this same thing? And have you gone through the process like Mark Levin has? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What about you?
You know, the other question, Brian, is are there going to be any other elected officials that begin to evolve, I'd like to call it, instead of flip-flop, and shift their opinion as well? I mean, there's this very vocal Ben Sasse, right? The senator. You know, is this going to, as time gets closer to the election, are you going to see some of these members of Congress decide that they're going to vote for Trump?
I don't know. I mean, to me, what is your other option? What are you going to do?
It's either stay home.
Mm-hmm. Which is not.
Which I don't think. Think about it. As a member of Congress or any elected official, right down to dog catcher. Do you want to advocate people staying home? Think about it.
Yeah. I don't think so.
And is any Republican elected official, are they going to vote for Hillary? Are they prepared to look at their constituents in the eye?
I can't imagine.
Right. And say yes, I voted for Hillary. And expect to be reelected.
Well, I get, you know, you go into the booth, nobody knows what you actually do. But I can't imagine a scenario where a Republican could ever do that, given all we know about her and everything that has become known in the last few days. I don't know how you could. But to the phone lines we go. What about you? Are you going through this thing where you never Trump, but now you're saying, okay, I'm on board? And by the way, a lot of it made me feel, I feel a lot better after that trip to Mexico for some reason. I do.
Do you really?
I looked at him, I thought he looked presidential, he handled himself okay, he looked the part, he got out of there with, you know, no big issues. I thought, that makes me feel a little better.
Well, I'm with Mark Levin on the disclaimer. I'm still not, you know, willing to say I'm going to take responsibility for what comes out of his mouth or what his surrogates say, but that's where I am.
All right, Ben in Warrington, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I was a huge Cruz guy, and when he dropped out, I was one of the record numbers of people that was Googling the Libertarian Party. I was a huge Austin Peterson fan, but once they nominated that guy, Gary Johnson, I had to go for Trump. The Libertarians had such a good chance this year, and they blew it by nominating him.
All right, so you have gone through the process. It was a struggle for you, but you're now on board, right?
I'm now on board, and let me make it very clear. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I'm voting against Hillary Clinton.
Yep, I know. A lot of people are saying that. Penelope in Dumfries, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. What do you say, Penelope?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Cheryl Lynn. I know you from Angeles Academy. I'm using a fake name today.
Oh, I know exactly who this is. Hello there.
Hey there. When I heard you were on, I was like, woohoo.
Y'all have your coffee clutch a little later. Get to the question here, Penelope.
I am passionately pro-life. I used to think Trump was just Hillary in different clothing and a different pantsuit. But I have to vote against Hillary because to not vote, and I know a lot of people who are challenged by this, they don't want to vote for anyone and they think that's a vote of conscience. But I disagree with them. To not vote is to put a criminal, Hillary Clinton, in the White House, and I don't think America can risk that. And, you know, Trump may not be the most wonderful person in the world. He may have bankruptcies, but bankruptcies are not criminal. And everything Hillary has done is criminal. So cannot put a criminal in the White House knowingly, and so I have to vote for
him. All right, Penelope, thank you so much.
Miss you.
Y'all get together later. More of your calls straight ahead on this. It is now 8:43 on WMAL.
My name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. Business needs capital to thrive and a bank they can trust. John Marshall Bank has money to lend, and we specialize in helping businesses grow. Visit johnmarshallbank.com and discover a better way to bank. John Marshall Bank.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
To all the men and women that serve our country.
We'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by ARS Rescue Rooter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
All right, have you evolved like Mark Levin did, making an announcement last night he's going to support Donald Trump? We'll take more of your calls in a moment. Right now, 8:45, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy, Brian, like I said yesterday, watch for terrible traffic Wednesday. No first day of school photos today. That was already done. So everyone out at the same time. Jammed is the George Washington Parkway. Solid lineup, about 45 minutes as you pass 123 heading down towards Spout Run. The scene of the crash, then beyond over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge that hangs up 66 Arlington Boulevard, 395. It was the long-standing crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel gone on the freeway. That's giving us big delays, not just on 395, but off of 95. So out of Newington into town, along the way now as you pass Duke Street, scene of the crash. So crews are trying to get that out of the travel lanes. Very slow on 28 each direction toward Frying Pan Road. Northbound, it was the rubbernecking for the crash. Southbound delays out of Sterling before Wax Pool Road. Hang on, Maryland 270. There's two accidents. 270 south near Route 80 Urbana and the 121 Clarksburg. And on the Metro Rail, I need to give you a heads up on this. Blue and silver still single tracking because of a downed cable. Single tracking between Morgan Boulevard and Addison Road. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather staying with us. The hot will get hotter as we go through the next couple of days. Cloud sunshine this morning. Scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon, 93. And a northwest breeze. Overnight tonight, thunderstorms end early, 76. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday with a high of 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 847. Here we have our friend Mark Levin, who has said in his show last night that, you know, he was said, at one point he said he could never vote for Donald Trump. But last night he put it this way.
I'm going to wind up voting for Donald Trump on Election Day. I take no responsibility for the dumb things he says or the dumb things his surrogates say. Just as I took no responsibility for the dumb things any candidate I vote for says.
Yeah, well, what do you say about the people you don't support then? Anyway, Mark Levin has made the decision that he is going to vote for Trump. And I think a lot of people had some heartburn over the idea of Trump and have come to the conclusion. I wonder if you're among them. To the phone lines I go. Brian Wilson along with Sherilyn LeBond today in for Larry. Let's go to Donna in Frederick. Rick, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. What do you say, Donna?
Hi, good morning. Well, I understand Mark's position on this. I started off with Ted Cruz in mind, and I eventually evolved into thinking, well, you know, maybe when the rubber hits the road, we have to think in terms of, you know, conservative versus, say, communist Hillary. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to those people who have decided, okay, I don't like either one of them, so I'm going to vote libertarian this time around?
That's throwing away the election because there's just not enough momentum. I think people just need to, like, really think about this. We have to save a nation right now. So you have to hold your nose and vote. I've done it the past couple of elections, so it's no big deal. Just get out there and save your country.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Donna. And then I want to go to Chad in Ashburn, who says that he's planning to vote for Gary Johnson. Hello, Chad. But you think you might change your mind?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. However,
And let me caveat this. I think Hillary belongs in prison. I think she's a terrible person and would be one of the worst presidents ever. But if it looks like Trump's going to win, I may end up having to vote for her because I still think Trump is worse.
Really? But so in the meantime, though, your plan is to vote for Gary Johnson. What do you say to people like Donna who says, well, you're just throwing your vote?
Well, okay, define throwing away my vote, where I think both Clinton and Trump are two of the worst, least suitable people for office ever. I wish there was a none of the above on this ballot. Both of those people are awful, and I'm terrified for America's future either of them gets elected.
All right, Chad, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well, this is where Washington comes to talk, and a lot of you wanted to talk about this. Well, I'm interested to see what Mark Levin has to say later tonight here on WML. Listen in and see if he expounds more on his decision. It is now 8:50 on WML.
In full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
All right, folks, there's only 2 weeks left to get a free month supply of Genucel with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. It's Larry O'Connor, and you have heard me rave about Genucel. They use plant stem cell therapy in Genucel to solve the problem of puffiness around your eyes and the eye bags. You know, the eye bags and puffiness that make you look older and more tired than you are, you got to get rid of them. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Patricia in Newport Beach wrote in and said, I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. If you call now, you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder even before its official launch. This stuff is going to blow your mind and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Once the sale is gone, it's gone. Call now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You want to improve your memory? Well, you better get moving or take a nap. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Okay, these two studies were absolutely fascinating. Let's start with exercise. Exercising immediately after learning something had no effect on memory retention. But exercising 4 hours after learning something resulted in a 10% increase in memory retention, according to Dutch scientists. The key seems to be elevating your metabolic rate at a later stage when information is moving from short-term memory to long-term memory. Sleep also helps transform short-term memories into long-term memories, according to another study, this one done at UC Riverside. It works by helping making stronger connections between these new experiences and our old memories, says the lead researcher. That allows the new experiences to be integrated with our general knowledge and our understanding of the world. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast melting, quick absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel. This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit Inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It'll be a late rush hour for many. However, the longstanding crash on the southeast-southwest freeway coming out of Virginia and off the 14th Street Bridge, finally all lanes have been reopened before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, but the damage is done out of Lorton. That's where the delays begin. So from Lorton to the 14th Street Bridge and into town, solid lineup. Along the way at Duke Street, we had the crash along the left side. On the Beltway, as you leave 66 and heading toward the Legion Bridge, had the crash into the Georgetown Pike. That was to the shoulder. Still big delays out of Sterling, beginning almost back to Route 7 before you get to Waxpool Road towards the toll road. Earlier crash south of the toll road at Frying Pan Road. That's been cleared. Cleared is the Beltway Maryland Interloop, south of 50, the John Hanson Highway, where we had the overturned outer loop. We had rubbernecking delays. Now we may have an outer loop crash just before 50. So keep alert as fire and rescue look in that area. And on Metro Rail, blue silver trains continue to single track because of the down cable outside of Morgan Boulevard. Expect delays. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 77 degrees. It is now 8:56.
Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse. Does a crossroad in life have you ready to upsize or downsize your living situation? Maybe you're combining households, need to relocate, or you've inherited real estate but aren't sure how to capitalize on it. Maybe you're even a do-it-yourself landlord who's tired of all the work. In any case, Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, has you covered. Their rent estate advisors can show you how renting with a best-in-class property manager can give you much more financial freedom in the long haul. Because all they do is rent homes, never buying or selling. They're masters at finding quality tenants, rent collection, maintenance coordination, inspections, you name it, they do it. And Renters Warehouse Property Management is just $80 per month in Maryland, Virginia, or D.C. So think bigger. Find out how much your home will rent for. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370. Talk to a rent estate advisor. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl Lynn, for joining us here. And again, Larry O'Connor will be back in a couple of days, but great to have you aboard.
Thank you for having me.
And Jake Tapper will be with us tomorrow, so you definitely want to tune in. And guess who is next? The one, the only Chris Plant.
Who, me? It's me again. I can't believe it. Listen, I've got this crazy thing, California University,